You're listening to Inward with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the OR Podcast Network. Join Rabbi Joey as he guides us through the world and major works of Kabbalah, Hasidic masters, and Jewish philosophy, shedding light on the inner life of the soul.
Okay, so Be'ezras Hashem, we are continuing with our weekly series of Shirim on the Zohar HaKadosh, illuminating the Torah of Moshe with the Torah of Rashbi, and illuminating the Torah of Rashbi with the Torah of Moshe. And we didn't have a Shirim Parshas Vayikra, but the beginning of Vayikra is really the beginning of Purim. It's a small Aleph that's being called out to within each and every Yid. And so Memela Nichla within Purim is a Shirim on the Zohar HaKadosh, the light of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the light of the Tzadikim of Mordechai HaTzadik. And Memela, we're starting with Tzav. We're starting with Tzav, and the Zohar HaKadosh opens up with a discussion about the Korban Oila, about the Oila that gets completely burnt and it goes upwards directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's this Korban Oila that is different than other Korbanos. Other Korbanos have human participation involved in them in terms of the partaking of it. The Kohanim eat from the Korbanos. But ultimately, what's taking place in the Korban Oila is that it goes completely upwards to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an oila, it's a burnt offering, it's something that is turned into cinders, it's turned into ash because it has completely nullified itself, it has given every aspect of itself over. The oila leaves nothing aside other than the irreducible residue of what it means to be a human being and to be of physical matter, which is afar ve'efer, efer, that irreducible dust that remains, that nekud of afar, that lowest part, which is in truth the hinge point that keeps us tethered to the ground no matter what. And when the Eish comes and it's Nisraf the Oila, what it does is it remains, what remains is the irreducible Reishim of the thing itself. And everything else goes up. It's symbolic of the fact that a person gives everything. The Korban Oila is the Korban that's Nichnas into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's the one that Aaron HaKohen and the Kohanim had a particular access point to that gave them direct connection. Like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, B'chad Ketir Akhtarina. That with one singular flame, I have offered myself up to you. I have given myself over to you with one fell swoop of connectivity. But the framing of the Zohar HaKadosh in discussing the power of the Korban Oila, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai opens up with an interesting pasuk. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai opens up the discussion. Zois Torah Oila. This is the Torah of the burnt offering. Rabbi Shimon Pasach Va'amar. Rabbi Shimon opened up his mouth and he said, Sidkoscha Kareel Mishpatecha Tohim Rabba Vegoimer. Haikra Ukmina Leve Itmar. We've already discussed this pasuk that says that the righteousness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like elevated mountains of God, Mishpatecha Tohim Rabba, but your justice is like an abysmal pit. What we say by Tzidduk Hadin, the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's righteousness, the recognition of the righteousness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's justice, the job of the Tzadikim, which is the Lashon of Tzedek, that the Tzadik is Matzdik the Din on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Rebbe points out, that the job of the Tzadik is to judge HaKadosh Baruch Hu favorably to one degree or another. And that's what we say in the sense that it means anything. It's our job to find the Nekudos Tovas in all of Metzius, and when we judge HaKadosh Baruch Hu favorably, Kabyachal, and we understand that we know absolutely nothing, and Mishpatech I know absolutely nothing. I thought I knew something, but I know nothing. And the reality that I know nothing shows me that what I'm trying to know is unknowable. Memela, I come to the terms with the fact that Mishpatecha Tohim Rabba, it's an abysmal depth that I can't ever reach the bottom to, but I stop trying to know. And when a person comes in contact with that place in reality where they have to do a tzidik hadin, where they have to find the tzedek tirdoif, to find the righteousness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavyachol, the rightness, the all-rightness of all things, in that moment, it takes a closing of the eyes and recognizing that it's a Tohim Rabba, which is why we say it by Shalashud this time, we say it by Minchan Shabbos, a time of Rava Derav, and a time of desire that is disconnected from any practical application. It is a desire that is built upon action, it's built upon thought, it's built upon speech, it's built upon doing everything that I could possibly do to change what I can change in my life. But there's something that takes place when a person allows that burnt offering to be offered up, the one that goes completely above, giving all of my strength over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At that place, there's a rava de raven, there's a secret of desire that exceeds all of the previous states of consciousness and awareness that built up into it. And it transcends into something beyond, which is the way that we reach that which can't be reached. That desire, which we spoke about yesterday in terms of the Derech Amuna Bacharti, that decision that cannot be moved away from because it is not built upon anything other than the fact that it is a steadfast decision. It is not dependent upon anything, and therefore there's absolutely nothing that can take it away. That Ratzon that goes completely upwards, it offers itself fully to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in that place we say Tzidkas Chatzedek. Why? Because the Oila is a holocaust. The holocaust, the definition of a burning flame that destroys and it devours and it negates and it leaves nothing but ashes. Again, it's not talking about a material historical moment, although it always is. It always is speaking about that which happened, but there have always been tohu. There's always tohu. And this nekuda of the tohu that comes out from the utter destruction of something, which gives itself over as an oila, is a secret that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai has to open his mouth with, where he says, Tzidkas Chatzedek, Tzidkas Chatzedek, Mishpatacha Toim Rabba, you're good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I judge you favorably, everything is good. That's the Torah of the Oila. You want to begin to understand the Torah of the Oila is something that goes up completely, 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 and enters into a place that nothing else can enter into? That secret of the Bekroivei HaKadesh, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kedusha of Mineyu Bei, that secret of the Zois Torah HaOila, Zois Torah Sa'ila, the ascendancy of all things directly up to the highest place imaginable, it has to be muktam with the secret of Tzidduk Hadin by Minchan Shabbos, which is recognizing Hashem, I know absolutely nothing, but everything is fine because I know that you are the righteous of all righteousness. You are the Tzadiko Shel Olam. You are the one who gives koyach to the Tzadike Yisoy Olam, who help us understand the secret of Amich Kulam Tzadikim, that there's a righteousness that abides and that saturates all things. And from that place, a person can come to understand the Torah Sa'ila, the desire to give everything over, to ascend upwards in a state of mesiras nefesh completely, in a state of self-abandonment, of connecting all parts of myself. All parts, my chachma, my bina, my keser, my right, my left, my center, my desires, my struggles, and the in-between that comes out of it. And the Zohar HaKadosh goes to describe how the entire purpose of the Korban Oyle is to be mechaber Adam and Behema. The mechaber Adam and Behema, that to be Metzius is to be Adam and Behema, is to be a Ma of Tikkun and to be a Ben of Shvira, to be a composite of chaos and order, to be a composite of a godly soul and an animal soul. And the secret of the Korban, the secret of the Korban Oyla is being mechaber all of those parts of ourselves together and giving all of it over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of it. All of it, all of it, all of it. The animal part, the human part, Lamala Mitam Vedas, and the secret of Tzidkas Chatzedek and Mishpatecha Taim Rabba. And the Zohar HaKadosh goes and it continues to describe the profound power of the Korban Oyla. And then we have an amazing Nekuda that comes out in the Zohar HaKadosh and it starts as follows. And this is on Daf Chaf Vav Amud Beis in the third volume of the Zohar HaKadosh from Mosad Harav Kuk in Parshas Tzav. Rabbi Elazar Sha'il. Rabbi Elazar asks his father, Rabbi Shimon. Again, the son asks the father, V'amar, Hai kashira de kula it kasher b'kodesh hakadoshim l'is nahara is tavkusa de rava de kohane leviya v'yisrael le'ela. Ad heichan ihu salta. So after discussing Rabbi Shimon's teachings about this desire that ascends upwards to the kodesh hakadoshim, that irreducible direct force that each and every person has to give themselves over completely internally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, externally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the nekud of goodness that exists in this moment, above and beyond any tam vidas, sacrificing ourselves at the altar of knowledge and living in a place of Purim, of not knowing, understanding that mishpatecha taim rabbah, but it's still the mishpat is with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Torah of the Oila. Rabbi Elazar Sha'il Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar asks about what his father just said. Okay, this singular unification, this thread of unity that connects itself to the Kodesh HaKadoshim l'isnahara istavkusa derava, that illuminates the possibility of the connection of the desire to Kahane Levi of Yisrael, of all three elements of Klal Yisrael, all three elements of the self, the Kohen, which is the Tzad of Chesed, the right side of expressivity, the Levi, which is the left side of Din, which represents constriction, and the Yisrael, which is the innermost point of the unity that emerges out of the balancing act of the Kohen and the Levi, the secret of Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, Rosh Tevos Kli, the last letters of the Torah HaKadosha, Le'enei Kol Yisrael, Sofe Tevos Kli, of Kohen Yisrael, Levi, because ultimately the entire Tachlis is to draw that light into the Kli. And so this ascendant light that goes upwards and then comes down to unify the Kli, to be Megala, the Kli itself is an Or. La'ela adhecha yusalka. How high up does it actually go? So Rabbi Elazar is asking his father, Ta, what you just said, everything goes all the way upwards. How high does it actually go? What are we talking about? What's the point where the mind is trying to reach up to? Where does this oila take place? What is the mind trying to grapple with? What is the mind meant to grasp? And what is the mind meant not to grasp? And Rabbi Elazar is always with Rabbi Shimon. We've spoken about this in the past, that the Rebbe points out that Rabbi Shimon is referred to as Ayilu Bar, that he was a tzaddik who ascended and he descended, which is like the secret of all of the tzaddikim, or Oilet Apardes and Yorid Mipardes, with the Shemos and the Kavanos and the Metzias Mamish, where there's an entry point and there's also an exit point, that Rabbi Akiva teaches that it's Nichnas B'Shalom V'Yatzav B'Shalom. A person needs both elements. So Ayilu Bar, that he went up and he came out, ultimately represents the fullness and the wholeness and the holistic principles of Rabbi Shimon's Mahalach in Avoida. But what the Rebbe points out is that there's a girsa from Rabbeinu Chananel that Bar actually is the Aramaic translation of his son, meaning the secret of Rabbi Shimon was that he went up with his son and he came down with his son, meaning the connectivity, the spiritual cultivation that the tzaddikim were experiencing was not meant to take them away from family. It was not something that was at the point of disattachment from all attachments, but rather the purpose of the spiritual ascent is to draw it back down into the home, to draw the spiritual ascent back down into the secret of being with children, of being with your child, of being with your family, of being with the framework of where a person is at in this world, and to allow the Torah of Lamala to be Mislabesh Lamata, to be Megala, the secret of the worlds of the Zohar. The worlds of the Zohar, that northern sky that Rabbi Shimon describes as the point of orientation of the intensity of desire that emerges from the makom of tzafon, from the tzvoynes amoyach, from that recognition that I don't know anything, mishpatecha toim rabba, adubu mehema toshias Hashem. All I understand is that I'm a human, I'm an animal, because I don't know anything, and let me stop trying to know. That place has to come from the uri tzafon, it comes from the place of the northern parts of an individual self, from the depths of the person, from that which is concealed, mitzafon tiftachara. And from the north side, God forbid, there's an orientation towards gevuros that come out from there. But ultimately, the secret is to be mamtik the dinim b'sharasham, to be megala the ma'arav tuvcha sher tzafanta l'reicha. That in truth, the tzafon and that which is hidden, as we come to the culmination of Pesach, tzafon bareich, to make a bracha, and that which is tzafon, to be mamtik all of the gevuros with the light of the yayin that we cultivated in Purim and bring into the four kosos of cheres from yayin. Ultimately, that ma'arav tuvcha sher tzafanta l'reicha, yasal l'machakeloi, that refinement that comes from the north, that emergence of potentiation of self that emerges through the encounter with the difficult parts of concealment within self, that inner motivation that comes from the gvuros of the north, of the tzafon, that's what brings about the ratzon ha'elyon of the korban oila. And memela, we have Rev Elazar asking his father in the same form. Rabbi Elazar is orienting the question of the child. Kan haben shoyel. Only the child, only the generation of children have the ability to bring questions to the fathers that can demand answers that the fathers weren't willing to give. It's our generation, the generation of children, of Tinuk Shenishba, where we have the ability to ask the questions from the tzaddikim to force them to be Megala the Torah even further down. So Rabbi Elazar is saying to his father, okay, Tai, you said we go all the way up, but where? Where are we going up to? It's in the form of a shela. It's with anava. It's with bittel. It's with the recognition that Rabbi Shimon has the answer, but the Talmidim have the questions. And every Talmud can be a ben, and every ben can be a Talmud in that sense. Ad heichan ihu salka. How high up does it go? How high up does it actually go? How high up does the mind go? Amar le. Now we're not talking Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar. It's a conversation between father and son, like Rabbi Nosson's letters to son Rabbi Yitzchak. That in David Malkah Mashiach's instructions to his son Shlomo Melech, and all of the processes of Moshe and Mashiach, of Mahu Mashem Beno, the secret of redemption coming about through proper functioning family structures and developing systems of positive influence and echbatiyut about what takes place in this world, rather than just trying to run out of this world to reach something above it. So Rabbi Shimon now, in this encounter of Dibur, Pe'el Pe, Panim El Panim, Amar Leh, he answers him. Ha'ukmina, meaning it reverts back to the anonymity of a love story between a father and a son. Amalei ha'ukmina, we already taught. Ad ein soif. It goes all the way up to the makom of Ein Sof. It goes all the way up to that unfathomable beginning that rests beyond the graspability of the mind. Avada or Ein Sof. Ein Sof, none of these ever mean Atzmus Yisbarach Chas V'Shalom, because Kedushas L'malam Mikdushas Eichem. Hashem's essence is everywhere revealed. It's expressed in everything, Kavyachol, with all of the rules and the halachos of Yichud and the secret of all of existence existing within the presence of God, rather than the presence of God existing within all of existence. With all of the prerequisites of the Razadi, a person can come to understand that Ein Sof just represents that Darga, which is the highest point along the rungs of wisdom that a person can potentially come to grasp within the rational mind. It's not a question of its presence, it's a question of graspability, and it's usher for us to claim that we can grasp the infinite. So whatever we're actually talking about is never the actual infinite in its essential form, Kavyachal, in whatever sense that would mean something to us linguistically or thematically, but rather Ein Sof is the beginning point at which I come to be fully and fundamentally aware of the impossibility of even grasping this beginning point, which is somehow, some way, impossibly, miraculously, through the secret of faith, emergent, kavyachol, from the atzmus yisbarach that can never actually be grasped. And so what Rabbi Shimon is saying is that it goes up to the highest point. It goes to the point where the system is hinged upon the unknowability of all things. The whole keshura v'yehuda v'shlimu la'atzna b'ha'hu tzniu d'loy istavik v'loy isyada d'rava d'kol ravenbeg. Rabbi Shimon is answering that the place that it goes up to is up until that place of Ein Sof. It goes up until that place where a person knows absolutely nothing anymore. Because when a person knows absolutely nothing, something else happens. But the Ratzon goes up until the limit point of Ein Sof. Because at that place of the limit of what is knowable, the infinite source of all things, Kavyachol, in our relative positioning to how we grasp the level above us, which is always an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite light, ad infinitum, the whole keshura v'yehuda, that all connectivity and unity, v'shlimu, and calmness and wholeness, with regards to that place, la'atzna'a b'ha'hu tzniu, to find comfort and concealment within that place of concealment, to find modesty, to hide, to have the tznius within that place of the tznius, meaning to say the limit point of Ein Sof, which Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is saying to his son Rabbi Elazar that the mind can go up to, is the notion of the keser, the atik, which is known as reshad lo isyada, something that we've discussed, the source of malchus in its unknowability, the highest point along the rungs, the reshad lo isyada, that place where the mind is forced to come to terms with the fact that it knows absolutely nothing. All it can know is the doubtful nature of what it knows, because it's not sure what's within, it's not sure what's without, and the orientation in that place is connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by way of the doubt itself, and the secret of mati v'loy mati, of touching and not touching, as Rabbi Nachman describes in the teaching, the 24th teaching, which describes the work of that place of Reshad Lo Isyada. But the limit point, theoretically, of Reshad Lo Isyada is not meant to be encountered. It's not meant to be broken through. It goes up to that place, and that place is a place of tznius. The tzafer that tznius, a high tzafer that shachgil b'metkala, as the Vilna Gaon points out in the first page of his bir on tzafer that tznius, is that the Reshad Lo Isyada is referred to as the makom of tznius. It's not tznius in the sense that there's something that should be revealed, but because we're undeserving, it's not revealed, and therefore it has to close itself up, God forbid. But rather, the tznius is there is that it's ontologically tsanua, that even when it reveals itself fully, it's never fully revealed. It reveals itself in the lack of its own revelation, because it can never fully be grasped. And the secrets of the sfeikos of Reshad Lo Isyada, the moment I grasp it as one thing, I'm mamela missing out on the fact that it's every other thing as well. And mamela, I can only grasp it by way of not grasping it. And what Rashbi is answering, it goes up to that place, and a person is meant to find concealment, b'ha'hu tzniu, in that place of concealment, of modesty, deloy istavik, where a person does not connect, deloy isyada, where a person does not know. It doesn't mean that it's the negation of connectivity or the negation of knowledge, but rather by way of knowing that I can't connect, and by way of knowing that I can't know that place of Ein Sof, by coming to that place of the confusion of not knowing which way is up, which way is down, by being in that place of ad loyada, I'm actually encountering that place by way of das. Meaning on Purim, we don't experience that place by way of das. We live it. But we live it as lo yada. Like we spoke about yesterday, the job after Purim is to draw that lo yada, to draw that thing that can't be known into the kalim of knowing what can't be known. And that way is lo yistavik v'lo yisyada. I'm grasping it, but I'm not really grasping it. And when I realize I'm not really grasping it, that's how I'm grasping it. Why? Because what comes through that is the rava the kol, the rava kol ravin bay. Because in truth, The Rav de Kol Ravin, the expression of all things, is hidden within that sniyustika place, that there's a limit. The person can't go beyond. The person can't go to that place of the Rav de Ravin, to that place of the emanation kavyachal chas v'shalom of any level of hagshama or talk of atzmus, but that place of the shayrish, the bal haratzon kavyachal, that place that a person can never actually grasp except by way of being mechayev its mitzius, by affirming its existence. And because the infinite light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamish, the Rav de Ravin, is mislabi, and all of these levels, the ratio, the lowest yada, is a limit point at which a person can come to grasp. That's Rabbi Shimon's first answer to his son Rabbi Lazar, and that's the Darg of Keser. Ein soif loy kaimei loy idea v'loy lema'aved soif v'loy lema'aved roish. When it comes to this level of Reshit Lo Asyada, when it comes to this level of where the mind can no longer grasp things or right beyond that point, there's no necessity of knowledge. And there's no application of the knowledge of that place that can be applied to be made into the end of some level or to be made into the beginning of some level. Because that level transcends the categorization of levels. It's the place of Reshit Lo Asyada, where up and down are both equalized because it's everything at once and the secret of Eilu Ve'ilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. In that place, you can't develop a functional starting point or a functional ending point. Rabbi Shimon is continuing to say that when it comes to that place of Keser, a person cannot base the entire starting point and end point of the spiritual process with feeling that one could be masig Keser. It's ad ein sof, it's ad the reshid lo asyada, but it's not necessarily the reshid lo asyada itself, because it's not meant to create a beginning or an end. The ein kadma afik roish v'soif, because the beginningness of all beginning, because the beginningness of all beginning prior to any level of graspability, that secret of beyond the panemius of Reshid Lo Asyada, which is the Rav de Ravin, we have no development of a beginning or an end. There's no starting point. Man roish, danuku de ila, de iuresha, de kula, stima'a, de kaimagoy machshava, ve'avid soif, de ikre soif davar. What are these beginnings and endings that cannot fully emerge out of the place of panemius of Reshid Lo Asyada? Because it breaks the system, and the only way to develop an awareness of that place within the system is by way of emuna lemale mitam v'das, but not by way of knowing. This roish and this sof, as the Teferes HaChinuchi points out, is the chachma and bina that come from keser, the beginning of all things, which doesn't necessarily get mesiaches back to the panemius of reshid lo asyada, is going to be the chachma, reshid dekula stima'a, the ascendant head that is concealed, the Moichas Tima, the beginning of Chachma, that rests underneath Keser and Reshid Lo Asyada, the Kaima Goy Machshava, that's hidden within the mind itself, that's hidden within the Golgalta, the Avid Saif, the Ikre Saif Davar, nor can it be considered something that is the end of things as Bina. Avada Reshid Lo Asyada is the source, Keser is the source of Chachma and Bina, the beginning and the end, the point and the line. But nevertheless, on a revealed way, we can't be mesiaches ourselves back to actually knowing that place of Panemius Radla, because the Rav de Ravin is there. But in this whole process of Rabbi Shimon being Megala, what can't be known and what can't be traversed, we have to keep in mind the first Torah that we had in the Zohar Kaddosh of this week's Parsha, which is the secret of the Raiva that is Oila with the Korban, that the Korban Oila brings the Ratzon of an individual to a place, to Kodesh HaKadoshim. And in spite of the fact that we might not be able to reach that place by way of Hasago or by way of the mind, nevertheless, what Rabbi Shimon is also teaching Rabbi Lazar, Lefianias Daiti, is that in spite of the fact that you can't grasp it by way of graspability, you most certainly can grasp it by way of Rava itself, by way of Ratzon, by way of Hamtakas Adin and Besharashim in the moment of Tziduk Adin, of saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to see the goodness in the world. I want to see the Marav Tufcha Sher Tzafan Tzloriacha. In that place, you might be able to taste it. Because leis machshava tvisa beklal, the mind cannot grasp it, as the Zohar Kaddish says. Aval nitvas ihu beruusa deliba, but it's grasped with the innermost desire, drives of the heart, as the Mittler Rebbe points out. Ah, what's it grasping if it can't grasp anything? It's grasping that it can't grasp anything, but the heart can grasp the thing. And as Rabbi Shimon is explaining to Rabbi Lazar, that the mind can only go all the way up to that place of Shresha de lo Asyada and not beyond, is because the Ratzon of the heart is the only way to get there.
Rabbi
Ayin. Zakta Zayar Kadosh. When it comes to that place of Reshad Lo Asiyad, of Panemius Reshad Lo Asiyad, where the Ravan is in Skala, Ein Seif Lavri Usin Lav Nuhurin. There's no actual presence of desire, nor can desire reach there. There's no actual presence of lights, nor can lights be described there. Lav Butsinin, they're not flames, they're not sparks, Bahahu Ein Seif. It's negated in all ladders of negation. There's no graspability there. Any application of affirmative terms and principles there is accountable to the notion of Hakshama, because a person is, God forbid, putting Dargin in a place that's negative of all Dargin. None of those names can be applied to the Panemius of Reshad Lo Asiyad. Koil Ilin, Nuhurin, Ubutsinin, Talien, Itkaimibuhu. They're all dependent upon, contingent upon that place. Their existence depends upon that place, which cannot be termed or phrased. Veloi Kaimla Istavke. Mandi Yada Velo Yada Lav Ihu. Nobody has the ability to connect there. Mandiyada Viloyada, a person who knows or who doesn't know. In that place, wisdom is futile. In that place of Pnimius Darashad Loasyada, which Rabbi Elazar got the response that the mind can't go up there. El Ru Ilos Timod Kol Simon. Vikadnukuda Ilov Alma de Asi Istalku Lo Yodin Barecha Kamanda Oirich Barecha Vit Basem Vilav da Noichoyach. Rather, what can be experienced with regards to that place is the Ratzon that goes up there. The Ratzon that emerges, and it comes out, as the Zohar Kadosh says over here, that all levels are dependent on that place. Velo yoda lav ihu. Nobody knows it other than itself. Ihu El ra'u ilos tima, rather than that ascendant desire that emerges within a place, that tzidduk hadin, the whole steam in ayin. That's completely concealed. It's completely concealed. V'kad nekuda ilah. But once the first point begins to emerge from there, once chachma begins to emerge from there, v'alma da'asi istalku, and bina begins to emerge as well, lo yadin barecha kamanda oirich barecha. The only graspability we have of that place of Pnimius of Reshad Lo Asiyada, that place of the Korban Oila that Rabbi Nachman describes in Torah Yud Beis in Aye Hasela Oila, that the Oila is Mechaper on Hirhurei Lev, that the Oila is Mechaper on the confusion of the heart, on the unknowability of all things that emerges outside of a Purim, of a Bilbul Hadas, of a person not knowing, and it's specifically there that a person can be Makrev themselves as an Oila Korban, and the secret of Aye Hasela Oila, of crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with nothing but my desire, nothing but the undying, burning desire to connect and to be Mekusher B'tzroi HaChayim, and the secret of the Emuna Kolzos, and the secret of the Chaya Olamim, and the secret of the Emuna Kolzos, of the Emuna that's Mekusher a person to the Chaya Chayim. In that place, the only way that we remember it is the smell, the scent of it. It's a Reach of Gan Eden. Kamanda Oirech Berech of it Basim. Like a person who smelled a certain scent and they were infused with that scent. Vilav da Nichoyach, the Hok Siv, Viloy Arich Rechem Nichoychem. And the Zohar Kadosh continues to describe why that smell is not considered not benefiting from the smell of the Korban. Because that smell, that scent that remains after a person has gone to that place of Panemius Ha'emuna, of Panemius Reshad Lo Asiyada, where a person comes to full terms with not knowing anything whatsoever. I can't reach a Chachma through this, I can't reach a Bina through this. But in the Panemius of my heart, I can be so fully and fundamentally aware that this place exists within the mind. I don't have to know it, because I can remember the scent of it. It's a Reach of Gan Eden, it's the Reach Begadav, it's the smell, the irreducible smell that remains within us after Purim, as we saw from the Shevet Me'Yehuda, Baruch Hashem, the son of Rav Leib Le'eg, that chayev inish lebesume beporia adaloyada ben Araham and the Baruch Mordechai. Why lebesume? Because a person is going to come out of Purim more often than not empty-handed, not knowing anything whatsoever. But ultimately, says the Shevet Me'Yehuda, what remains is that olfactory you, that scent that remains, that persists, the irreducible scent of the besamim that's machaya the nefesh, of the besamim that returns the soul, restores the soul back to the reyach of Gan Eden, to the reyach Hagan, to that place prior to the chet of Adam Arishon, to that place prior to the Eitz Hadas Tovarat, to place prior from Haman, where we don't have to know whether Haman is anything other than what he is, the place prior to that place, the Reach Nichoyach, that smell that was not affected by the Chet of the Yitz Hadas, as B'nai Sosfer says, as the Tzadikim point out, the Reach, which is the Nekuda HaPnimis of the Rava de Ravan, that's Neskala in the innermost point of Pnimis of Reshad Lo Asiyada, that Avira Dachya, that purified air that comes from the Olam HaMalbush of the Tihiyu Ilah, that comes from the place of unknowability completely, of the Loida album of not knowing anything whatsoever, that air that's breathe down through the nose. That's mamtik af. That's all that a person holds on to from that experience of panimius of reshad lois yada. That ratzon, that desire to return back to the smell of home, to return back to the smell of the korban pesach, to return back to the smell of the reach nichoyach of the korban oila. As Moshe Rabbeinu understood, to get the yidden out of Mitzrayim, he had to bring a korban pesach even in Mitzrayim, because the korban pesach brought the scent of the yidden back to their natural place of the neshama that has no pagam, the neshama that has no reach ra. And the secret of Ketoros, what Ketoros is Meskala and Purim, comes out in the Reach Nichoyach of the Korban Oilin, the secret of Tzav, that the Kohanim and the Tzadikim, as the Zohar Kaddish's Mamshech, have the Koichos to be yoyred into those places of Avodah Zarah, Kavyachal, in their own minds, where the Tfilin of a Tzadik is 1 inch off. That's the Nakuda of Avodah Zarah. That's the biggest Yerida that there could be for a Tzadik. That's the biggest Yerida in terms of the actual distance of the fall. Moshe Rabbeinu, even the slightest deviation, is considered the biggest Yerida. And the Tzaddikim allow themselves to go down into that place of Tzav, Ein Tzav, Ela Avodah Zarah. They allow themselves to go down into that struggle of the human mind to not grasp Atzmus, but still have an understanding that I have a Sheiches to it through my Ratzon, even though I can't grasp it. All of the Ba'ayot that a person has an issue with, all of the feelings of Ayim Kon Kavodah, where are you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Tzaddikim go down. They give us the ability to be Mariach with their Reach, with their af, with the tzaddik's nose. We begin to smell deeply. We begin to uncover the af in our own faces. We begin to be mantik, the anger, to realize the secret of the nose of tzaddikam amitim, to that secret of the bal ha'af ani mispael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavyachol is referred to as the one with the nose, because all of our tefillos go up to the elav. They go directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but specifically through the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not chalil v'chas to the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in and through the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a mediated form of immediacy. We go directly a love, but even though we can't go directly a love, we go a love b'derech midoysav, and that's lebal ha'af ani mespalel, that the tefillah goes directly to the Rebbeinu Shleil, mevada, always directly to Orin Sof, and that's the das of the tinok that knows absolutely nothing. I know nothing. Lo the album, I know absolutely nothing. Once I reaffirm that, and I'm going directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvaydoi v'atzmo, every word, every krechs, every thought, every feeling in my experience goes directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvaydoi v'atzmo kavyachol, as I understood him in my most innocent stage. But the graspability of that is far beyond the human mind, that it can only be nitfas berusa deliba, in the desires of the heart, which know better than to try and know anything. And that's the secret of a love b'derech midoysav, that a person is makusher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvaydoi v'atzmo, by coming to terms with the fact that it must be by way of mediation, and that mediation is consciousness. That mediation is realizing that all I can look at is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and uncover the fact that there's nothing but the Shem Havaya Ha'atzmi and the oisios b'li oisios, and that I can't grasp anything whatsoever. I come to that das through das itself. I come to that place of knowing the invisibility kavyachal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinitude, specifically through the midos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's neskala. So it's not a love, it's not el midos of chas v'shalom chalila l'chas, as all of the tzaddikim come to warn us against. As Chazal say, it's a love a person goes directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the only way to do that is to come to realize that the tzimtzum, our limited experience of Torah and mitzvos and graspability, which is the secret of Zer'anpin, which is the secret of the af, which is the secret of the nose, which is the secret of the nukva, the pardashka, as Rabbi Nachman describes in the second Torah of Likutei Maran, the two nostrils that are Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David, that are mamtik, malchus itself, that place of being mechuber, kud shebrichu and shchintei. When we come to refine our understanding of the unity, that we can go all the way up to Pnimius Doradla and understand that we can't get beyond that by way of knowledge, but we can get there by way of ratzon and desire. So then I understand that by way of not reaching, I'm reaching. And ultimately I come to understand the secret of the deep breath that's mamtik, all anger in the world, that I have the ability through the ketoros of Purim to come to the place of the reach nichoyach of the oila korban, to be mamtik all of the avodah zarah in the world, all of the hariga in the world, all of the difficult stenches of this world, and to bring about the ruach hapeinu mashiach Hashem, to be megala the ayah hasel oila, to be megala the secret of uncovering the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wherever we find ourselves, through the koyach of Aaron HaKohen, through the koyach of all of the tzaddikim amitim, be'ezras Hashem.
You've been listening to Inward with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the OR Podcast Network. Inward was created by Rabbi Zach Kamenetz and is produced by Zev Gavriel. The music is by Zusha. You can help support the production of this podcast by visiting us online at orpodcasts.com.